Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio, area health departments are preparing to start giving COVID vaccines to 12 to 15-year-olds, and it could happen sooner rather than later. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the details.
The City of Chicago and Cook County health officials say COVID shots could start being given to 12 to 15-year-olds on Thursday if the CDC gives its approval for that age group tomorrow. A DuPage County official says 12 to 15-year-olds could start getting vaccinated by Monday for sure, but possibly as soon as Saturday. There are 7 city-run mass vaccination sites. People are urged to start making appointments or just walk into those sites with their children on Thursday. All COVID vaccines are free, and many are offered by pharmacies, too. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The state of Illinois is now helping community groups set up free COVID vaccination events. Under the plan, the state will provide free vaccine doses, supplies, and healthcare workers to administer the shots at no cost to the community groups. The state requires some information about where they'd host the clinic, how many people would get shots, and what day the event could be held. The Evanston City Council is considering a proposal to require hazard pay for some retail employees.
The proposal from Alderman Devon Reed would require that retailers, including Target, Jewel, Whole Foods, CVS, and Walgreens, pay workers $4 to $5 an hour more.
For work performed in Evanston during the COVID-19 emergency, we'll promote job retention, compensate them for the risk of working on the front lines.
Two council members, Peter Braithwaite and Melissa Wynn, raised concerns. Braithwaite said it's wonderful and bold, however.
The difference between governing and activism, and I think with governing, I've learned over the years to be very mindful of all of our stakeholders.
Let's have a discussion with the community on this issue.
Despite their concerns, the council voted 5-4 to put the item on the agenda for the next council meeting on the 24th. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago police say a 15-year-old boy was shot last night on the South Side.
Police say it was about a quarter past 6 when a 15-year-old boy was shot in the right leg and suffered a graze wound to his neck. This happened in the 7100 block of South Emerald. Police say they found the boy on the sidewalk, and he told them he heard shots and felt pain and discovered he'd been shot. He was taken to Comer Children's Hospital. Authorities say he was in good condition. Police say no one is in custody. Steve Miller, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A woman is dead after being hit by a CTA Blue Line train on the west side overnight. Police say the unidentified 42-year-old woman apparently fell off a platform in the 500 block of South Pulaski and was struck by an oncoming train. A police death investigation continues. 4 people have tested positive for COVID at the Julian Middle School in Oak Park. District 97 officials say, as a result, 87 others who had close contact with them are now being asked to quarantine. A district spokesman says the 4 cases did not come from the same classroom, and the Oak Park Public Health Department will determine whether the cases are linked. An investigation continuing into the explosion near Starved Rock State Park last week. Authorities are shedding new light on the victims.
The LaSalle County Coroner says the 3 men killed last Thursday near the old Illinois Route 178 bridge were all Chicago residents. 39-year-old Emma Rivera Tejada, 36-year-old Rafael Rivera Tejada, and 26-year-old Guillermo Rivera Tejada. Illinois State Police have suggested the three ignited a powdery substance potentially related to fireworks near a boat ramp at the state park, which caused the deadly explosion. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A program in West Suburban Itasca created to help restaurants and breweries through the financial difficulties of the pandemic is being extended. The Itasca Bucks business voucher program had been expected to expire at the end of April. Instead, officials now say they'll be good through the end of the year. A committee created by the Morris Community High School District 101 Board is recommending the school's mascot be retired at the end of the next school year. The name Redskins has been the subject of debate for a number of years. The committee suggests finding a new name that better represents the values of the community, students, and school district. The Morris Herald News reports the school board is expected to take up the issue at a meeting next month.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.